What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Your side of the studio.
Nothing. Well, I was reading this post on Fat.
What? You're reading all the drama, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Actually, no, I'm not. No. It's a post about in the Lifestyle Lesbians group, which I've been neglecting a lot. And actually really, really like that group. But it was this whole thing about, you know, a rant about someone saying, well, but if you use dildos strap-ons, why don't you like guys? And so all of the comments that ensue.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. What's up, ma'am?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing. You know, we don't have a guest. We don't even have a topic.
And for those of you that have been with us for a while, you know what that means.
You know what that means. And what does it mean?
It means a WTF episode.
That's what it means.
Yep.
That's what it means. It means that. Which, for those who aren't in the know, that means what the fuck.
Well, yeah.
And that's awesome. Because you know what? It was when we were hoping to have a guest. We were hoping to have Fauna on, who's hilarious. Because we've had a lot of like really, really heavy topics lately.
Yeah.
Very dense. And not that that's there's anything wrong with that. I mean, one of our things that we do is we discuss very dense cerebral topics. And that's a point of which I'm very proud. However, sometimes we just want to be funny.
Because our lives are full of really serious things.
Jesus. You know, doing BDSM, I mean, you know, it's like fucking heavy shit. And there's all like this emotional fallout and blah, 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 blah. But, so we haven't had an opportunity to chit-chat and share with the people our lives. So Nancy, what have you been up to?
Working and stuff. And
really? That's what you're going with?
And kissing your hand when you're not holding the Xbox controller?
I'm not all... It's either the Xbox controller or my phone, let's be honest.
Right. Both of which you hold very dear to your heart.
I do. In fact, I put the phone in my bra. Mm-hmm. It's really near my heart.
Yeah.
But most people do that. Most women do that.
I've been spending some time reflecting on...
reflecting.
On my service and my submission and things like that, you know?
What's up with that?
You know, it's just, you know, kind of just fell off the tracks a little bit.
Happens.
I just kind of fell off the tracks and, you know, I'm ready to be back on the tracks.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of misstepping, unfortunately. It's almost having to like relearn a lot of things, which it's weird because today I was thinking like, God, I want to press reset on like the whole thing, on all of my submission.
You can't.
Well, no, I know that, but I mean like press reset in the sense like, I want to scrub everything from myself and just treat myself like a fucking newbie. Does that make sense? Like,
I understand where you're going from it from an intellectual perspective.
Yes,
but
that's not how it's going to work.
Yeah, just it's the there's shit that's got to be dealt with.
Yeah,
that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. You're not a newbie.
No, I'm not.
No.
No more novice,
no
Nancy.
No novice.
No.
You're ascending? An ascendant, Nancy?
I suppose. But what's up with you? What have you been up to?
Oh, jeez. I've been having a lot of sex.
Yeah. A whole lot of the sex.
Some of it's been really bad.
Hashtag watching I am fucked. You're never going to live that down.
God damn the internet.
I'm going to storify that shit.
Fuck. screenshot. Gosh, golly, gee willikers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I've been going like on a lot of dates and I hit a wall today where I'm like, I don't like any of you people. You all need to go away. Like, I'm 2 seconds away from disabling any online dating thing because I'm like, I don't like any of you people. You all suck.
You're and
all
you disgusting.
Take my time, and I don't like you at all. And part of that is that there was this guy that I was potentially going to meet for coffee today. And I was like, hey, dude, I can't. Shit came up, which life happens. Guess what? Sometimes things happen. And he was just a dick. And I knew he was a dick before. I could tell, just got a dick vibe from him. But I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't need this shit. You're an asshole. And guess what? I don't need you for sex. Just in case you were guessing, I'm not lacking for that. So don't be an asshole. That's pretty much where I went with that.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I just, you know, doing a lot of that. And then, so here's the thing. You and I have talked about EB.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so after our conversation yesterday where I was, you know, a little bitchy, which I'm not sharing with our listeners at home.
Okay.
Today, I was like just driving, doing my thing. And I was like, I wonder what EB's doing. I should text him. And I thought, wow, that's like really weird.
That's relationshipy.
Ah, is that or is that friendy?
Nope.
I think that's friendy.
No, it's
sometimes
not.
Sometimes I do that with you.
Nah, but I'm not your friend though. I'm your submissive.
Sometimes I do it with my sister.
That's your sister.
Sometimes I do it with Chato.
No.
Sometimes
nope.
I do it with Julie.
Nope.
Sometimes I do it with other people.
I love how you're trying to justify this, but no.
It's not relationshipy.
It is relationshipy.
I bullet pointed all the reasons why I can't have a relationship
yeah,
with him.
And it meant shit because today you were like, I wonder what EB is doing.
I didn't mean it like that.
Are you going to start scribbling his name on your notebook?
Fuck you. Fuck you in your tight little ass with a big fucking dildo and no lube. That's what I'm saying. No, it doesn't mean any of that.
Okay.
I would like the sex though.
Oh,
his sex is my favorite.
Yes, it's also the noisiest. It is also the noisiest on both ends, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, cohabitants of an older age of cohabitants heard some things the other night when mm-hmm. EB was over.
Some things that led them to believe that she was being viciously attacked.
Attacked, mauled by an animal.
Yeah.
And so they therefore made dinosaur sounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, hey! That's it.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know what? I think that we don't lack for doing things within the Los Angeles kink community. We
Balance.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been really, for lack of a better term, sheltered in that we stay in kind of
in our
comfort zones.
Yeah.
Which is a human behavioral issue for mm-hmm. good or bad. But I've been feeling like it's time to stop doing that. It's time to not necessarily be comfortable. And go to places
where we might not like people. Because I know that's
where we might not like people.
A big deal for you.
My eye is twitching. Well, and we've been expanding that. It's
been so little by little.
Little by little. I mean, really, for the last, I'd say, couple of years, we've been just like, hey, femdom, because then I don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about. We don't have to worry about being exposed to, no offense, guys, douchey doms.
Mm-hmm.
We can be exposed to douchey femdoms,
yeah.
and then I can badmouth them all I want because, but it's a difference when it's a man.
What?
So,
I understand that there's a difference between you know the two genders, but I guess because you do feel. I mean, afterwards, you know, we're like, oh, did you see her? Did you see her? We're such judgy bitches. It's stupid. but you know, I guess. All in, and most of the time it's, you know, we're just joking. We don't really mean.
Really, we're just joking. We don't mean it at all.
You're not believable. I am. But I guess the question that I wanted to ask is, you know, when you see male doms, like, I mean, what? Because I noticed that in you, where with male doms, you get like, there's this fire of like, ugh, like complete annoyance. Versus with femdoms, you're a little bit more forgiving.
I'm a reverse misogynist. I'm a chauvinist. I'm a female chauvinist. I have a complete double standard. I own it. I have a double standard. I give a little more leeway to women than I do for men.
Why?
I've had some really bad experiences with people that have the same energy and vibe as douchey male doms.
Okay, yeah, that's valid.
Really bad experiences. And so for me, that whenever I get even close to that energy that reminds me of that, it's like, ugh. Like I just, that's where the fight, I get fiery, like fucking fury. Like you have no right to put your hands on that woman because of you. Nah, you know, which don't get me wrong. If I get the same kind of assholeness from a woman, I still feel the same way. It's like, who the fuck are you? You're a bitch. You're a cunt. You are not worthy of the title that you say you have, Empress, Goddess, whatever. You know, I get just as bitchy about that, but I allow myself to get a little bit closer to women than I do men. Whereas men, I, you know, generally if you're a male dom, it's like, hey, that's awesome. Let's just keep it very superficial. I don't really want to know you deep down, which is why I have very few male dominant friends. So I actually have very few friends because I'm really picky.
This plan of having us be more exposed and you know, just doing things that we don't normally do, does that include also perhaps becoming friends with male doms?
Yes. Yes. We're going to do this.
Okay.
And we're also going to be friends with some of those female doms that I don't like.
Whoa.
And submissives. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. When I want to be, I can be very charming. When I hate everybody, I am not charming at all. What's wrong? You give me the look.
I love you.
Oh, fuck. What?
No, it's just, I understand, you know, wanting to get outside of our comfort zone and things like that. But I just think that there's a very, like, you know, delicate balance of, you know, stepping outside your comfort zone, you know, and putting yourself in a position where you feel potentially triggered?
Well, I won't. My eye is twitching. My eye is actually twitching.
You're going to will it to be so?
I can be very stubborn.
As is evident.
There was a point in my life when I used to be super duper social, even in places where I didn't like people. I used to be like super social, like, hey, yeah, hang out. Like, you're an asshole and it's cool. Let's hang out even though you're a dick. It's awesome.
Fuck.
You know, I didn't care because it was just like about being fun. I think the challenge in this is, number one, I'm older. And number two, superficial relationships don't necessarily work so well in BDSM. You naturally have to go a teeny bit deeper, even in the superficial level of relationships, because you are sharing with other people very, very intimate acts. Mm-hmm. Because the scene is very intimate, in my opinion.
Yes.
So, to that end, you know what? I don't know what the outcome is. I'm going to try to step out of my comfort zone and become friends with all of these people. I even got new business cards.
Wow. You're pretty fucking serious about this, aren't you?
To be friends with all these people. Hi, people. Be friends with us. Come on our show. Chit chat. Like, totally. You know what? I just think there's something to be said about being a big fish in a little pond.
Yes.
Is less good.
Okay.
Than being a little fish in a big pond with a lot of other fishies.
Yeah.
And for me, when you stay within your comfort zone and your comfort areas, you grow within those and you get a certain amount of, for lack of a better term, notoriety within those areas, you're a big fish in a little pond. That doesn't mean shit.
Right.
And it's not that I want to become a big fish in a big pond. I want to talk to other fishies. like we were talking last night when we were coming back from Mistress Melissa's class. It's like, look, we like going to classes, even if it's something, let's say, we understand or whatever. We like going to classes and we like getting other people's perspectives. Sometimes yes. it's a perspective we reject, but I still like being, not that we rejected Mistress Melissa's perspective last night, but there was lots of other people that were sharing.
Yes.
We still go and we can get the information and then we can gauge it against our own shit, our own information, our own experiences, in order to decide that, you know, yes, this is good or whatever. And that continues to grow. And I don't want to feel like we've plateaued. I mean, which to a degree maybe we have, and I want to go back up. I want to keep rising. I want to go for the climb like they did in Game of Thrones, up the wall. Game of Thrones reference, everybody. Game of Thrones reference.
Wow. Your nerd is showing. I love you.
I love my nerd.
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think of that plan?
I think it's an amazing plan. I think it's a great plan. I guess I kind of hold back a little bit because I have my own like things that I'm struggling with our dynamic. And when I hear you talk about how we're going to go and we're going to see all of these people and meet people and do the things and do all of the things and stuffs and stuffs, I go back to, I'm a reflection of you.
Yes.
And right now, not reflecting you so well.
No.
So it's kind of scary for me.
Maybe you are. Because maybe I'm a hot mess. We're a hot mess together. We're a hot mess of potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Carry on.
So it makes me nervous because it's like, you know, you want to go meet people and you want to go, and I want to make sure that I'm at best because there, once upon a time, at least from what I recall, you know, people asked you to clone me.
People still do, but that's because they don't know.
That's because they don't.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Because I don't talk shit. I mean, I do, but not about you. And actually, I just talk shit privately about anybody.
Okay.
And I really don't talk that much. I mean, I get bitchy.
Well, you don't like people, so that's like a non-issue.
Good point. I don't like people.
But still, it's just still one of those things that for me, it's just kind of like a private little fear that, you know, we're going to be meeting all these people and doing all these things. And I'm like, I want to be able to keep up.
Practice. It is all practice. Look at it like that. It's practice. Do you remember the first time we went to a dungeon together?
I do remember that. Was it the night that we went dungeon hopping? No, that was a different night. Never mind. Sorry.
I think that was a different night. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's there's that fear. But I'm a firm believer that right, you know, at the precipice of growth, there is that fear.
Okay.
If you don't have a little bit of fear, you're doing it wrong, for lack of a better term, not to put labels on it. But it's just, there's a little bit of fear. And I think that that's good. I think that's a sign that, okay, you're stepping out of your comfort zone and therefore you're growing. And I think that's good. You know, I am not particularly excited about going to some of these events, some of these places, seeing some of these people. However, I think that that's what right now is good for me. And the truth of the matter is I'm going to have to do it in stages, like, you know, I'll go out and be like, la, 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 and then I'll be like back home and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
There were all those people.
I always tell you about how whenever like all of my siblings and all of their children, all of everybody comes over to the house and I have to
Wait,
do sprints.
You can fit 300 people there?
Fuck you. I have to do sprints where I spend, you know, 30 minutes at a time out there in the living room or in the backyard with them. And then I have to go inside. I need quiet time. Give me quiet time for like 15 minutes and then I can go back out and I can do another 30 minutes.
It refreshes you.
Yes. And so I hear your worry and I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's just kind of like a, you know, take a deep breath, hold your breath, go underwater and then come back for air.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
You know, it's all about putting the game face on.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I'm aware that that's what I'm doing, I can accept that, you know?
Yeah.
So let's do that. Let's do all of the dungeons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because there's actually some dungeons we have not been to.
Yes.
In Southern California.
This is true.
And we have a lot.
A
relatively
lot.
Speaking.
We do.
You know, I mean, there's some places that don't even have one dungeon. We are very lucky.
We are very lucky.
We should not. We should take advantage of that luck.
Mm-hmm.
Should not look at it, look upon it as if it is something to be squandered. Hey, what? I'm drinking energy drinks. Energy drinks.
Yes.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
So that's my plan.
All right.
That's what I got going for me.
That's what you got going for you?
That's what I got going for me. What do you think?
This whole time that you've been talking about this, I've been browsing events at places that we've never gone to. Kinds of events that we've never been to. And I'm going to put them on the calendar.
Well, I need to, put them on the calendar. We'll see if I have time.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can.
But, yeah.
All right. I like this plan. Yeah. Let's do this. We also have a vanilla thing coming up.
You want to talk about that?
We're doing an 80s party.
We are doing an 80s party.
An 80s party.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, 80s clothes. 80s music. I got to let you know, I am really excited about the playlist. I have a lot of 80s music. A lot of 80s music. I'm very excited. Now, I actually have most of my, I already have an 80s playlist because when I'm put music into my iTunes, anything that I consider 80s, I put the genre 80s.
Uh-huh.
I hate an 80s genre. But any of the music that I don't like the pop shit from the 80s, I'm like, because all my 80s stuff is new wave. But any of the stuff I don't like, I'm like, no, that's pop or that's rock. Well, I'm going to go through. I'm going to add those to make this massive 80s playlist where you never know. Cinderella could come on. What? Whitney Houston. What? It could happen. Not just Depeche Mode, New Order. Other things could come on my playlist. You never No. And we were talking about 80s food and 80s drinks and what are we going to wear? It's so exciting.
Very exciting.
And crimp hair and have a side ponytail. You want me to go blonde?
Well, because, you know, I've seen pictures of you and your hair is blonde. And then you talk about being a blonde and how you were a blonde and all of
these. For a really long time, I was blonde.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know. Yeah.
We'll give it a try. I can always go back to red.
You can always go back to red.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Hey, so did you remember that I'm doing a fisting demo on Sunday?
Yes. Well, no, this is not for public consumption.
No, it's not for public consumption.
This is a private class.
It is a private class.
Yes.
Kind of.
You
want to
know what? I'm actually going to sit back and watch.
What the fuck?
You don't need me.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. I'll help.
I mean, at least let this be the last time. And then, because I didn't know that you wanted to sit back. And now
I wasn't the one that was asked to do it. You were.
Yeah.
I was asked to do the needles.
This is true. I just need a fisting doula. I need the lube. And you know how I'm not really coordinated when I have my fist in a vagina and then a bottle of lube in the other hand.
All right. I'll help you.
I mean, yeah, please.
Okay.
And then next time I'll do it by myself.
It's okay. I love doing it. I love doing it, but I always fear that somehow it's stealing your thunder, and I don't want that to be the case.
Oh. Yeah.
Because
I understand that.
Pretty fucking funny.
You are really funny, and then people start paying attention to you.
Exactly.
That's true.
Because it's pretty funny. Well, they do need to know how many fingers you have in.
Yeah, and but I can do that.
Signs.
And you would be able to see all of those signs that she just did if you were watching us on livestream.com.
No, because we're not. None of that.
What was that?
I haven't showered today.
Who gives a shit?
I'm all sweaty.
It's not smell-o-vision.
And it was like sticky, and I did laundry, and I'm all sweaty. It was so ugly. And I'm just feeling my breasts right now. Hi, boobies. Hey, boobies, boobies, boobies.
Again, that's livestream.com. Search us, Skid Row Studios.
So, yeah.
I'm going to ask you something.
Yes.
So in all of, you know, looking at events and looking at discussions and just the regular resources that I look at from time to time, I always see this phrase, protecting the property. And I want to know what that means to you.
Protecting the property?
Yeah.
That seems ominous.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, I've never used that phrase. I've never used that phrase.
Well, no, not you. I know you haven't, but among S-types.
Okay, so here's the question. Wait, is this something S-types say?
Yes.
Maybe that's why I never used it, never heard it.
Because we're from a different planet?
I don't know. Doms are from Mars. S-types are from Pluto. protecting the property. To me, I think of, you know, protecting the family jewels when you say that, which, of course, I don't have any technically family jewels. You know, as a woman, they're inside. I got my boobs. But I guess for me, from a dominance perspective, it would be protecting my submissive.
Uh-huh.
That's what that would mean to me, because you're my property.
Right.
And I do protect you in various ways. But I don't know. That's what it would mean to me. What does it mean when it said, what does it mean?
No, that's why I was asking what
I was
it
telling
meant
you what I thought it meant. I don't
you
know. Protecting my submissive. It's my property.
Okay.
And you know, my shit, my toys. But, I mean, no one's going to take your toys.
No.
It would be like a major dick move.
Right.
So you brought it up. What does it mean?
I just.
Fail.
Well, no, because Sir Redemption says it's not just S-types.
Well, what does it mean?
Because they're watching us on the live stream.
Fuck.
Aha! Success!
Then.
Success!
No. It still fails because you're the one who brought it up. You don't have a fucking answer.
I do have an answer. It's
then
just that I was
your fucking
preoccupied
answer
with, you know, making sure that I could see the comments that were
heard
happening.
The expression. I wouldn't use the expression. I don't know. It's just not something I would say.
Okay. What I think about when I think about protecting the property is, which I'm not even going to remotely say that I'm really great at this, but I think about, I think about being healthy, being responsible for yourself, being at the ready for whoever I'm serving, my D-type. That's what I think about when I think about protecting the property.
Okay, so it's about you. I just don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's a legitimate question. There was no judgment in the question. It was just a question.
Julie says for S-types, it's self-care.
All right, that's cool.
Okay, I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Okay. First I heard of it. I'll have a different opinion tomorrow or next week or in 6 months. Fuck, maybe I'll think about it. I'll goddamn dream about it. By the way, I had a dream about Keith Coogan the other night.
What
don't
the
ask.
Fuck?
Don't ask. And it was Keith Coogan from Adventures in Babysitting, not Keith Coogan today. Just keeping it real.
Redemption says that for D-types, it's about protecting your S-types.
I said that. All right. So it's all about S-types. I don't give a fucking shit. I'm kidding. I care. But that's what D-types do. That's their job. I mean, that's why it's like a kind of sometimes a really thankless job. You know, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. We're a mess. Such a mess.
Fuck, are we ever? Fuck. I got nothing. Eyes twitching. Maybe it's the massive can of Rockstar I'm drinking.
Maybe.
Nah, my eyes been twitching for weeks.
You stressed out about something?
Everything.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what was the scene that you were concocting in your head?
Why? You know I don't tell you my scenes beforehand.
You know I do, except that after this last time when like somebody described what the scene was going to be with an earshot of me while the scene was happening.
Yeah, but that's different. Actually, we should tell people about that scene.
Oh, yes!
I would actually like to hear it from your perspective.
Okay. I need to not look at myself. I'm going to close this now.
Bye. Bye, self.
Because I wanted to see the chat comments. Anyways. So Mistress texts me and she says, hey, can you pick up a few things for tonight?
This is something I do.
Yeah.
I send her items that I need for a particular scene, not telling her what the scene is. I love doing this. I love fucking with her head like that. So she tries to figure it out. It's fantastic. She never figures it out.
I've never, ever figure it out. So she tells me to go pick up paintbrushes and body paint and a lot of baby wipes.
And glitter.
And glitter. And I was a little bit lost about what this was going to be. And luckily, we were able to go shopping together.
Which was good because I had to make do with what I had. And I was like, this will work. Just throwing shit together.
Yeah. And I didn't know what was happening. I would not have been able to select those items the way that you did.
It worked out.
So we go to the play party and, you know, she gets special permission to use glitter. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is, like, what kind of mess are you going to make?
I was surprised that I had to ask for permission to use glitter, to be quite honest. But I'm glad that I did, and I'm glad that I got permission.
Right.
Yeah.
So then she sets up in a room, and, you know, we put down a drop cloth and, you know, the usual, you know, take off your clothes. So I take off the clothes. And people are starting to kind of crowd around the door.
Yeah, it was cool.
And because it was kind of like, ooh, what is she going to use the glitter for? Oh, look at all the things that she's laying out. She was laying out all of the paints. And then she had me hold a cup and we were squeezing the paint into the cup together. And it was gray, white, and like a purplish one. And
so, a little bit of black.
Yeah, a little bit of black. And so we're squeezing it into this cup and I'm thinking, what the fuck is going to happen? Like, what is this? And I mean, and I've mentioned it before and I'll mention it again. My favorite toy that she has is her brain. Because who the fuck knows what's going to come from there?
It's really true.
And it's awesome. So she has me stand on the drop cloth and she takes the brush and she dips it in the paint. Please stop me if I get this wrong because at a certain point, I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really not going to know. And she starts stroking at me with the brush.
And, painting on her body.
Yeah. And pretty soon, you know, I'm kind of not looking down anymore. And I close my eyes. Can you?
Yeah. So the color that it was a kind of a grayish silver. The idea was that it was supposed to look like stone. Mm-hmm. And I painted her whole body, face, ears, neck, shoulders, arms, fingers, you know, sides, breasts,
all the way down to my toes,
pubic hair, toes, calves, thighs. I mean, buttocks, the butt crack.
Felt weird.
I painted her entire body with this, you know, basically grease paint. It's really what it was. It was just the shit you can get at the Halloween store. And then I proceeded to decorate her with, I had gold paint and I had black paint and I had, other things. So I put suns on her nipples, suns on the backs of her hands, a sun where her heart would be, a sun on her forehead, little decorative things going down her arms in black and gold. And then I took the glitter with a brush and I gently brushed it over most of her body so that not only was she looking like a statue, but she, and the glitter that I used was, it looked like snow glitter, so it was like white iridescent. You couldn't really see it. So it basically just looked like there was a fantastic sheen to her skin. It was kind of brilliant, actually.
And so so while this is happening, like, you know, I'm aware that that she's painting on me. But then at a certain point, I kind of just start disassociating. And right in there, right between the time that I was, you know, kind of not there anymore, I could hear people in the doorway talking in the hallway, and they were getting louder and louder and louder.
Yeah, there was a lot of people gathering, watching. What's she doing? What's she doing? What's she doing? Which point somebody and said what I was doing.
Exactly. Someone described exactly what was happening and what was going to happen. And for someone like me who's into objectification and all of those shuns that are awesome, the humiliation, the degradation, all of those, that sucked. That majorly fucking sucked. Because one of the key components in those kinds of scenes that I really like is the element of surprise.
Right.
And not even surprise, but just, you know, almost, I guess more the aspect that that you are in control of what is happening and I am not. The not knowing is a big component of who has the control.
So did that knock you like out of it?
It didn't, you know, it didn't knock me out of it, but it made me feel so like deflated. It made me feel like the excitement that I had would have been more had I not known.
Huh. All right. Well, I mean, I'm obviously sorry I didn't.
No, it's not your fault.
So then after she's all painted up, her eyes are closed, I slowly lead her, because we're in a dungeon that has like side rooms, and then there's a main room. And on the main room, there's like a little mini stage that actually, oddly enough, has these like Roman pillars and like these gold draped cloth, like curtains behind it. So I slowly lead her from this side room to the main room up onto the stage. It would have been really nice if there was a place to prop her, but there wasn't. She just had to stand. And I let her stand there as a statue. And I'm obviously in the room watching her while I'm talking to people and stuff. And people are coming up to her and looking at her like she's a statue, and looking at the marks that she has on her body and what it means. And then looking over at me, getting thumbs up and, and stuff like that, and making comments to me about it. So, you know, she got to kind of be a statue for a time being. And objectification is a big thing for her. This actually all came from when we had that one episode where you said that one scene where you were saran wrapped to the bedpost and people were looking at you. You felt like you had somehow peaked and that there was never going to be anything better than that. My D-type head said, challenge accepted. And that's where that came from. Because I'm like, no. Don't ever tell me I've peaked. Ever.
Hey, Jeremy.
So that was that scene. That was pretty awesome.
You know what? And it was great. And the only reason it had to end was because I literally started falling.
Yeah, started falling. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go. I was in the middle of a conversation. I was like, I'm going to go catch her. So yeah. I caught her and she couldn't speak for a long time. Like, could not speak. It was awesome.
It has never taken me that long to come out of subspace.
Nope,
ever.
It was really awesome. It was fucking, she couldn't. She literally could not form words. I was like, victory. And the funny thing is, you know, sometimes there are scenes that can be done that are very specifically for something that the bottom would enjoy. Where it's like, when you said that one saran wrap to the thing, I was like, that was my laziest scene ever. I'm like, I mean, you know, it was enjoyable, but I didn't get like, woohoo, off of it, because it was like, I was lazy. I put a hood on you and saran wrapped you. Bye-bye. And then I beat somebody else in the same room. It just, you know. But this scene, I got as much out of it as you did.
Really?
Because it, you know, fuck, I love arts and crafts. I mean, God damn it. That's like one of my greatest joys.
I want to buy you stencils and stuff now.
I have been dreaming of a scene where I finger paint on a body and turn it into art for about 3 years now. Literally, like, I want to do this. 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 And my original idea was very messy because it was all fingers and it was finger painting. It was very messy and almost Jackson Pollocky and stuff like that. So it was just something that was too difficult to, from a logistical standpoint, to do within a dungeon. And I certainly didn't want to do it at home. So it took me a while for my brain to realize, to snap and see like, oh, this is what I can do to fulfill that need. So for me, this was essentially a scene that I've been on some level devising for several years. Mm. So it worked for me, man. I was like higher than a kite. I'm like, woohoo. And then I got to beat a boy later. It was awesome. good times.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And afterwards, I mean, you know, it was just a good night. It was a really good night.
Yeah.
It was good. We did a lot of socializing that night too.
We did. Again,
you know, once I could talk.
It was within our circle. But there was a lot of people there too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a good night. So then you were asking about the scene I was devising.
I guess because...
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I know you're not going to tell me. I guess because of, you know, this scene that we just described. And then, like, because sometimes I don't... Because you... Man. And then because you said that this one might push, the, like, the boundaries a little
bit. I'll tell you right now what
No,
I'll tell you right now what I want you to get.
Get. Okay.
I want you to get about 3 or 4 drop cloths.
Let me write this down. Evernote. You said you want me to use Evernote.
I don't care. Just write it down. You have a fucking piece of paper. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
3 or 4 drop cloths, a roll of, you know, not fancy duct tape. Doesn't have to be a pretty color. Vinyl gloves for yourself.
Whoa.
That's it.
Okay.
So now, that's what you need.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Fuck, man.
I wonder if I'm going to need special permission for this one.
What? Really?
I'll have to ask Fauna. And has.
Oh my goodness. But can you please not tell anybody what the scene is going to be?
So I'll do my best.
I just don't want to. Man, that really sucks.
It won't be a quiet one.
It won't be a quiet one?
Nope.
Whoa. Because most of our scenes are like pretty quiet.
Yep.
Oh my God. We're like excited and like nervous the same time. Hey, we're doing something awesome on Friday night.
Yes.
Took you a fucking, wow, it took you a minute.
I'm as bad as Redemption.
Who is exactly who we're going to see on Friday.
Is.
Him and Julie, and we're just going to have a time.
And Ishtara?
Yeah, she's going to be there?
I assume so. I don't know. I assume you make an ass out of you. So, okay, yes, we're going to see them on Friday, and I'm really excited. There's naked hot tub time.
Yeah.
There's whatevering time. There's bonding time.
Bonding time. Bonding so excited. Time. I'm so excited when we do visits like this, and we've never been to their house.
I know. I'm excited about that.
I know. I wonder if they have dogs. Do you know if they have pets?
I actually don't know. I haven't gone into that.
I'm horrible.
Yet about that. It's not the first question I ask anybody.
I don't know. I just... You know how I get about people's pets and stuff.
Yep. I do.
What's that?
I don't know. One day we're walking out of a dungeon.
Oh my God.
And it's in the valley, which is, you know, whatever, not necessarily the best neighborhood. And it's a kind of a major street. And there's a dog that is literally like running full speed down the street. It's like 2 or 3 in the morning. And this dog's running full speed down the street. And Nancy starts to cry, because of the dog. And I'm like, well, I was ill-equipped for this response because to me it was a disproportionate response to the event that was happening. It's a stray dog. It's running down the street. Who the fuck cares? She cared a lot. Like, what's going to happen to the dog? Sarah's going to hit it with the car. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? You cannot be this upset over a fucking dog. There's gotta be something else in there. What the fuck? I just was like, I can't get inside that head. It's just a crazy head. That's what was going on in my head while you were crying about the dog.
Yeah, and then you started laughing at me.
Because it was ridiculous.
While I was... hysterical.
It was ridiculous. Like, it had to be a joke. Like,
you're
punking me, right? Where's the camera? It's like so funny. I was like, you're laughing at the dog.
See, Mindy, this is why I'm taking your cat situation seriously. See?
I appreciate
it. Now you know I'm invested. See?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Not crazy. I just really care about animals, okay?
I care about it's animals wonderful. Too, appropriately. I care about animals appropriately. Not a random stray dog that I don't know and don't give a shit about do I cry over.
So, one of Mistress's cats.
Oh, my favorite cat.
Yeah.
got out.
Yeah.
We have coyotes. And so, you know, do the math.
So I told her, no, we're not doing the math. There's no math involved in this.
There's math.
So Ninja went on an adventure. She went on an adventure and she's coming back.
No, she's not.
And I just recently, I am willing to entertain the idea, that she might not come back.
That logic dictates that she's dead.
Shut up, respectfully. Don't.
Just saying. Okay, I'm driving the other day, today, as a matter of fact, down the street, and it's one of the major streets near my house, and what is flying across the street and almost hits my windshield, but a fucking peacock, a full-grown motherfucking peacock with the fucking feathers, and his fucking feathers almost hit my fucking car. I hate peacocks.
Where do you live where there's wild peacocks?
In a place where there's wild peacocks.
It's like a... Close to the mountains.
I know they're in Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh yeah,
I hate peacocks so much. They're so
beautiful.
Loud.
The boy,
they're so loud.
They're beautiful though. The boy ones, they're fucking gorgeous.
They're assholes. They're assholes. All of them are dickheads. And they have that thing that wherever they're born, they're naturally gonna gravitate back towards. It's got a name for it. I don't fucking know what it is. And like, six generations of peacocks have been born in this tree near my house. Hate them so much.
Wow.
Very passionate about this.
Fuck. Clearly.
It wow. Do you know how traumatizing that would have been to have hit a peacock with my windshield?
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Traumatizing. I may hate them, but I don't want to kill them. Traumatizing. I'm very passionate about this.
So, to explain the me being hysterical over the dog running in the street.
Go back.
It's just, you know, it's because I have dogs.
Yes.
And I have this, I don't know if it's an irrational fear. Well, no, it's not irrational because it has happened. You know, one of them has gotten out and didn't come back for like the entire night. But my fear is that because I'm not home, that they're going to get out or that, you know, one of my cohabitants will tire of them and take them to the pound, as he has done in the past. So, you know, I see
you
dog.
You were projecting on this stray dog.
Yes.
That's why I said there had to be more to it. Because sane people don't do that. I'm keeping it real. Sane people don't do that. I didn't say you were criminally insane.
You're just calling me a hot mess.
Would you rather just be a mess? Because let's be honest, if you're going to be a mess, be a hot mess.
Okay. I can accept that.
Right? Who the fuck gives a shit if you're a mess?
You haven't ever been in a hot mess about something?
Oh, like, fuck. Please. You've seen me a hot mess.
No, but but you're a very logical person.
Yes.
So in general, when you're a mess about something or a hot mess about something, it's because it's a huge deal. Like, it's something really serious. But something that is not, something like me crying about the dog in the street. I'm talking about that kind of stuff.
When I was younger.
Okay.
I've honed this rational thing. I've honed it over years. I didn't used to be. I used to be like insanely irrational. I used to just, it was all about passion. I lived everything with just passion. It didn't matter. It didn't have to make sense that I was doing something. I just did it. It was all very instinctual. And because of a series of a lot of really, really, really fucked up mistakes, I became very rational.
Got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I hate peacocks.
You're really fucking intimidating sometimes.
What did I do now? How was I intimidating now? I don't understand that, because I've actually heard that from several people, even vanilla people, where I'm like, I don't understand why I'm intimidating. I'm passionate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not intimidating.
No.
It's a legitimate question.
No, I guess it's not intimidating, but it's just, you know, at least for myself, it makes me think twice before questioning whatever it is that you're passionate about.
Okay. Because you think I'm crazy.
Well, in your own little special way, yeah.
I am. Everybody's crazy. As Steele said, I'm referencing a Seal song. What? Everybody's going a little crazy. She's never going to survive unless you're a little crazy. Seal. It's a fucking Seal song. The 1990s. You were even alive and coherent. Mm-hmm. You weren't even a zygote at that point. I mean, you were like out. You might have even been listening to music. So, whatever. I give up. Dropped mic.
This has been the weirdest what the fuck episode.
I can't wait to listen back.
I can.
Why?
Because we're just all over the place on this one.
I love it.
I mean, we've been all over the place in other what the fuck episodes, but this is like, woo, all time high.
Maybe it's because we're both drinking energy drinks and because we stayed up too late last night.
We did. We stayed up way too late.
We did. We stayed up way too late.
It was not okay. I
canceled sex tonight because I stayed up too late last night.
Dude.
Big deal.
It is a big... Well, but no, wasn't sex tonight supposed to be with that dick?
No. Different guy. Artist.
Okay. Got it. Hi, pretty lady.
Such a whore.
I'm not a whore.
You're a total
whore.
There's
a girl there.
Like I said, whore.
I'm not even... Oh, my God.
Oh, your God.
Oh, I... So, okay, so, well, oh, wait, no, we're running out of time.
Hurry up, say it fast.
No, it's just, I'm starting to get a complex about the whole, you know, do I give out lesbian vibes or not?
Yeah, well, that's a hard one, is what is a lesbian vibe? I'm telling you, we need to start going to more lesbian bars.
Let's do this. But that's because you're under the impression that there's a lot of picking up happening at lesbian bars.
It's just about getting the vibe and the feel. They're all going to hate me anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I don't give a shit. But, you know.
Well, they're going to hate me too because apparently I'm, not a real lesbian or some shit. I'm just really femme, damn it.
There's a lot of really femme lesbians.
I'm just getting a little bit of a complex because it just seems like I hear this comment directed towards me a lot. And I'm just like, okay. I'm just me. I am me. I can't be anybody else but me.
That's true.
So,
well, I don't know. You should write about this.
Yeah.
It might help you to ponder, to think, to sort through pros, cons, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So what do you have going coming up, or do you have any?
I have a vanilla date tomorrow night.
Yeah?
With the gay guy. I'm telling you, he's gay.
That you want to push out of the closet, which I've told you not to do.
I'm not going to, but he's gay. I'm telling you he's gay. It's fine. Whatever. We're going on a date. I don't care. We're going to go to that fantastic tapas bar, which I love.
Nice.
They have great sangria. So that sounds good.
It's good.
That's what I got going on. And then Julian Redemption Friday.
Yeah.
Market party Saturday.
Yeah.
A shit ton of femdom stuff Sunday.
Yeah. I think I might have stuff for us to do on Saturday during the day. What?
Wait, what?
Remember how I told you I was opening up all these events and stuff? The things that we can do in new surroundings? Yeah. I think there might be something on Saturday during the day.
All right. I want to try this. Well, Saturday, there's that class that Jay Wiseman is doing.
Yes.
It's at 5 o'clock. But if we can do before that, I'm all
That's
for that.
True. Yeah. There's other stuff before that.
Then I say yes. I've actually quasi RSVP'd to Munches.
Whoa.
So, you know.
Hey, whoa.
Big deal. I told you I'm expanding. It's like I'm fisting my social anxiety. That's what I'm doing. Fisting my social anxiety. I'm stretching it out. That's what I'm doing. All right. Anyway, so we're almost done.
Yeah.
Not quite yet. You know, this was, I don't know. I can't wait to hear it. I'm excited.
I'm not excited about this.
I want to know.
I feel like we did this episode drunk or something.
I love it. But we weren't. We were totally sober. If it sounds like we were drunk, I say next time we actually do it drunk. And then we do a comparison. Because then we decide, are we better drunk or are we better sober? This is called science, kids.
Shit.
I say we do this.
We are all.
And then we do a third one stoned.
We are all hopped up on Monster, and this all is right. The genius that comes out.
You can find us on the social medias. I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And the show is Kinkalectual.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. And, you know, we have some people coming in. Do we have guests?
Not at this time.
So there may just be a whole lot more of this.
No, please no.
May not. Maybe.
No.
I would like to get a vagina in here for you to fist in studio. I'd like that to happen.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Let's figure that out.
You know what? I really want to learn how to fist a butt. I want to put my fist in that
butt. I don't have a butt you can fist.
Oh, wait. Mindy, was that you raising your hand?
I can fist your butt.
I'm off
for not my butt. Well, probably not my butt.
It's really small. My fist is really small.
This is
exciting.
I'm all
about butt stuff.
She's all about butt stuff.
Maybe we can do a butt stuff episode.
And we can use Mindy
butt
as our
stuff episode. Both of you. Sounds fantastic.
But hey, whoa. Hey,
so, we are Intellectual Kink, which you might not have gathered from this episode, but really, really we are.
Yeah.
If you check out the other episodes, they're supposed to be intellectually and kinky. I don't know what this one was.
Nope.
All right. Hey. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.